The next article.
The second article is number 69 from Shamati. First will be the correction of the world. First will be the correction of the world, Shamati 69. He said that first will be the correction of the world, then there will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. This is the meaning of, and your eyes shall see your teacher, etc. And the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. This is the meaning of what he wrote, that first the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of all the peoples. However, by correcting the internality, the externality will be corrected too, though in small pieces, and the externality will be corrected each time, until many pennies accumulate into a great sum, until all the externality is corrected. The main difference between the internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain mitzvah, a commandment, not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We say that only his internality agreed with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast. Since the body is always in opposition to the soul, thus the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same, for the body of Israel too cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality.
Ken.
Yes, okay. We will scrutinize this article. I'm reading. Article 69, Shamati, first will be the correction of the world. He said, Balasulam, that first will be the correction of the world and then the complete redemption, meaning two stages of correction. First, to correct the world, and then it will reach a state of complete redemption, which is the coming of the Messiah, the upper light that does all of the corrections and all of the desires until the complete form of in order to bestow, which is the secret of your eyes shall see your teacher, which is the most revealed form, and the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. Earth is desire, and to be filled with all of the light, upper light called knowledge, meaning all of the desires will receive in order to bestow revelation of the Creator. That first, the interior of the world will be corrected. And subsequently, the exterior of the worlds, but we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. Those Al-Tainaim are called Israel. They have the inclination to come closer to the soul, to the Creator, and only Achab disturbs them. And the main correction to correct the nations of the world, to correct Asaf.
And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of all the peoples. Only Glagat Avenaim, small vessels. It's not a matter of quantity, it's a matter of quality. The desires are only Shoresh, root, and Aleph. One. And the nations of the world is Ozen Chotem Peh, Achap. Those are greater desires, bigger desires. 2, 3, and 4, as we count them. However, by correcting the internality, Galgalta Ve'naim, the externality will be corrected too, Achap. Though in small pieces, to the extent that the Ahab can join Galgal Tevenaim. That's what we do through dissemination, through various actions of ours. And the externality will be corrected each time. Until many pennies accumulate into a great sum, as it's written, until all the externality is corrected. And then it's called the end of correction. There's nothing more to correct. And the main difference between the internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain mitzvah, meaning an action in order to bestow, then not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. And we say that only his internality agreed with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast. Thus the body is always in opposition to the soul. The will to receive Achap is always in conflict with Galgal Tevenaim. Thus the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. Israel is the ones who feel in the vessels of Galgal Tevenaim an attraction, an inclination towards the Creator, and the nations of the world are those who lacked such a disposition. Sometimes those are found in Galgal Tevenaim with this inclination towards the Creator, and other times the others, and vice versa. Meaning it's not counted, it's not calculated, considered according to the goof who belongs to Israel and who belongs to the nations of the world, but only according to the desire. What is its disposition? If we have a friend who is not Jewish, but he has an inclination towards the Creator, he belongs to Israel. These are Kabbalistic definitions and not how it's customary in our world. In our world, it's all one big confusion. But concerning the body, they are the same, Israel and the nations of the world. For the body of Israel, too, cares only for its own benefit. It's the will to receive. Except if it's corrected with the intention to bestow, it becomes Yeshakel. And if it lacks the intention to bestow, it belongs to the nations of the world. Hence, each and every person is either certain that he's like the nations of the world, like everyone, and then later he receives an awakening and works on himself, and through the reforming light he receives the intention to bestow to the Creator. Then accordingly he is called Israel. Accordingly he establishes his degree.
Clear.
Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. Meaning, if Israel, those who are drawn to the Creator, will correct their Ahab, since through their Ahab they bestow to the whole world, then the whole world will also be corrected. That's what he's saying. And hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, in the Ahab of Israel, the whole world will naturally be corrected, because through this Ahab, Israel is connected to the whole world, to all the other souls. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. And this is the meaning of what our sages said, rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. And they did not say, he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit. Meaning that the internality, as we said before, that the internality will correct the externality. Galgalta v'enayim, gradually correct the Ahab. Okay, well, if there are no questions, maybe read it again, Owen.
Reading again, Shamati 69, first will be the correction of the world. He said that first will be the correction of the world. Then there will be the complete redemption, the coming of the Messiah. This is the meaning of, and your eyes shall see your teacher, etc. And the whole earth shall be full of knowledge. This is the meaning of what he wrote, that first the interior of the worlds will be corrected, and subsequently the exterior of the worlds. But we must know that the correction of the externality of the worlds is a higher degree than the correction of the internality. And the root of Israel is from the internality of the worlds. This is the meaning of, for you are the least of all the peoples. However, by correcting the internality, the externality will be corrected too, though in small pieces. And the externality will be corrected each time until many pennies accumulate into a great sum, until all the externality is corrected. The main difference between internality and the externality is, for example, when one performs a certain mitzvah, a commandment, not all the organs agree to it. It is like a person who fasts. We say that only his internality agreed with the fast, but his externality is feeling discomfort by the fast. Since the body is always in opposition to the soul, thus the difference between Israel and the nations of the world should only be made concerning the soul. But concerning the body, they are the same. For the body Israel too cares only for its own benefit. Hence, when individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected. It follows that the nations of the world will be corrected to the extent that we correct ourselves. This is the meaning of what our sages said. Rewarded, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of merit. They did not say he sentences the whole of Israel, but the entire world to the side of merit, meaning that the internality will correct the externality.
No, I
see that other than from here, there are no other questions. So let's start with PT 19.
Thank you, Rav. I see that you devoted your whole life to dissemination, plans, books, studies.
Is there something more important?
So that's my question. What brings us closer to the general correction? The internality correction in the ten, or external dissemination to the nations, or at all? Or...
No, we need to correct ourselves and to try. Nevertheless, to raise ourselves, because by that I give contentment to the Creator from Golgotha Ve'Enayim, as we just learned. But by disseminating it to the whole world and trying to, through the articles and books and all sorts of things, to disseminate the knowledge of the Creator in the world, this is a different kind of work. This is work through the achap of the world. Those who don't even want and are not drawn to it, but it's interesting to them. They have a certain disposition, they show certain interests.
So we have to combine it in order to...
We must. Dissemination, especially now, in the last generation, is the most important thing.
Okay, תודה רבה.
Thank you.
Ashkelon free.
תודה רב. אנחנו לפעמים מדברים...
Thank you, Rav. Sometimes we say that we blame people for not connecting, not influencing the correction, but there's nothing to expect from them. Only we can correct from the article. That's what I see. That the correction comes from the internality, and we can't expect others to do it.
No, but in a sense, people need to understand that the external connection, without the wisdom of Kabbalah, without giving contentment to the Creator, without all of that, should also bring humanity good results. Look how Baal Salam writes about it in his articles. We do not understand how much he labored in order to connect people. Baal Salam traveled to Poland during before the war, the Second World War. He traveled to Poland in order to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah over there. Just imagine what that entailed for a Jew from the land of Israel to travel to the Polish, to Poland, and talk to Polish people about the corrections that they have to connect. And he was not a naive person. He knew and he understood from within nature, the internality of nature, how opposed it is that he's going there and he's speaking to them, but he did it, and we'll talk about it at one point.
He tried to convince the Polish themselves or the Jews?
Also the Poles.
Hungarian Polish.
My question is, what does it mean that the correction of externality is on a higher degree than the correction of the internality? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Thank you.
The correction comes through the internality, through Golgotha Ve'Enayim, but it comes to the Achap. And the main thing is the correction of the Achap. That is the main thing, because Golgotha Ve'Enayim do not exist. The people of Israel seemingly do not exist for themselves. They have no place in the world if not for the correction of the Achap. Hence, all the Achap, all the nations of the world, think that Israel has no place in the world. What for? It's a result of spiritual discernments. Why do they exist? if they do not keep their destiny, the purpose of their existence, they should not exist. The nations of the world should exist. Each and every person has a place in the world. But Israel does not. It's Galgata Ve'enayim, and they can exist next to the Ahab only on the condition that they bring in the upper force to the Ahab, the purpose of creation, the correction of creation, the force of correction. But if they fail to do it, they have no right to exist in this world. That's according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, according to the structure of reality. So we must understand that the attitude of the nations of the world towards Israel is justified based on Israel's actions. Whereas if we do not correct ourselves, this is how it will be. The hate will keep on growing until we understand the source of the hate. And not specifically or necessarily because they hate us and we wish to escape the hate, but because we wish to reach the end of correction. And even that, not in only to be in the end of correction, but to give contentment to the Creator. There are several stages here where we have to rise above them, above the egoistic levels, in order to be in the corrected vessel.
Good morning, Prof. As much as we learned, we say that correction of the Galgalta Einayim is finished with David HaMelech. And then the Creator not wanted only one nation, but Creator wanted all nations of the world. So Creator shattered us and intermingled us to all nations. So my question is, if we are the souls who shattered and intermingled with all nations of the world, and our destiny is rise within them, so what is the importance of the Reshimot from 2,000 years ago? How can we cling to that? What is its benefit to us?
In truth, we do not know the entire system of the souls, which is a single system. Hence, when we correct even a small part in that system, that small part influences all the other parts in the general body of the souls. Like in the human body, if there is a malfunction in one place, the entire body knows about that place and about this malfunction, and it harms the functioning of the entire body to some extent. You cannot have it any other way. Baal Sulam writes about it. So it doesn't matter when did it take place. There is no time. It could have happened a minute ago or thousands of years ago. There's no difference. The system is one whole system. There's no concept of aging, that this happened such and such many years ago. We feel the passage of the years. We have this mechanism of the axis of time, and we work without time, as time is running out, but not in spirituality. What happened thousands of years ago, it's still, there's no difference of time. Only our corporeal body depicts for us corporeal existence and corporeal time.
Unity 4.
Rav, спасибо большое. Вопрос такой.
Thank you, Rav. The question is,
Israel.
Why does the Creator, why did he scatter the system of Israel between the nations of the world.
Well, you simply don't understand the fundamentals of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how it explains what's happening. You probably did not read our books or did not understand. There was no Israel or the nations of the world. Everyone were just humans, just people. Later, through the growing of the ego, scrutinies started, and from these scrutinies in ancient Babylon, there started to be clarified those who are more egoists and those who are less egoists, and they started to divide into levels according to their ego. Before that, everyone was as one bundle. It's written about it as well. One nation, few things, few words. And later, according to their ego, they started to move apart from one another, divide themselves into different parts, to different sects, different castes. And with this special scrutiny that belongs to the an ideological scrutiny with Abraham and his father,
Terach.
Through that, we got a very clear division, as we discussed in the first lesson. Those who follow the will to receive and wish to attain spirituality in the form of reception follow the method of Terach, and those who wish to reach spirituality in the form of bestowal, who wish to rise to spirituality, to connect with spirituality, to experience spirituality inside of them, this is the method of Abraham. And for that, they have to correct their nature. And this is the origin of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And this method is certainly a difficult method because it speaks of love of others rising above the will to receive. But this is called the method of Abraham. That's what we're talking about. Now, we are in the same state. Nothing has changed and we have to talk. And we don't care about Russians or Germans or anything. You can divide humanity however you want. It has nothing to do with their internality. The internality is about desires to receive that exist in all the nations. And there are different forms for that desire. But it's the will to receive. What's the difference between a Russian and a German or someone else? There is no difference. It's only the external expression of the will to receive in each and every one. But read our sources, and if you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. Okay?
Thank you, Rav. My friend has a question. Can you give an example for the correction of the internality and the correction of the externality?
Correction of the internality is when I want to bestow to a friend in such a way that I give him. This is the correction of internality. In Galgal Tavainayim, let's say. What I have, I pass to him. The correction of internality.
The
externality.
The correction of externality. I take what the friend is lacking. I take his vessels, I add them to my vessels. With my vessels, I seemingly wrap around his vessels. I correct them and I fill them. This is called the correction of Ahavta. I must use it for that. I must use my Ahab, and I correct his Ahab as well. This, we'll learn about this.
Beseder.
Okay.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Раф, такой вопрос уже близкий к тому, что задавалось, но все-таки, как в работе в десятке...
Question, people ask something similar, but still, how by working in the ten, when we want to reach an emotional connection with the whole world kli, how practically can this work affect the disasters in the world? How does the system work?
I don't know. The question is clear to me, and the answer is also clear. I don't know. For that, we need to know about all the vessels, what state they're in, how they are connected to one another, very, very clearly. This picture is not revealed to us yet. We can only say that for the time being, the world is deteriorating because it does not come to connection. Rather, it came to connection, but through the recognition of evil, which means through suffering and torments, and not because it's worthwhile to connect even without reaching the bad state. When we listen to the direction of Kabbalists, the way they wish to accompany us. So there's a problem here. The world is still deteriorating in such a state that it comes to blows and to troubles. Okay, friends. Oh, we have women. Okay, bring women. Yes, from Moscow 5. In the, is there internality and externality in the 10 as well?
In the 10, there's also internality and externality of its own. Everything includes internality and externality, always. Next.
How can we identify, detect it?
That's not the matter now.
From Mark 30, it's written that he said first there will be the correction of the world and then the complete redemption. Does it mean that until we correct the Ahab inside of us, we will not reach the complete redemption?
Of course not. The full redemption is when all of our desires are corrected, that on every desire, till the last detail and all together, there'll be an intention to bestow. Next.
Mark 25 is asking, what kind of internal effort and special correction we should do in order to prevent the war that is being cooked up right now?
Only in the connection between us, if we connect more and more, and with the intention to prevent disasters, also in the vessels of the world, so by this we can aid and actually determine what will happen. It depends on us.
Next. In the last paragraph it says, when the individuals in the whole of Israel are corrected, the whole world will naturally be corrected.
Of course, because Gelgalta and Enayim and Achap of Israel are connected to Gelgalta and Enayim and Achap of the whole world. And if we can correct our Gelgalta and Enayim and Achap, obviously by this we're correcting the whole general vessel that the Creator created.
So is that the intention? That how can it be that a person judges the whole world to a scale of merit?
That's called that he determines it by correcting through his whole partsuf, his 10 sfirot, corrects the 10 sfirot of the world.
In Hebrew, if we are small vessels, why do we say that the Baruch are the most egoists in the world?
We are small in quantity, but we're very, very great in quality. Next.
From PT 38, what is the secret of, or the meaning of the coming of the Messiah?
The coming of the Messiah is the upper light that bestows upon all and corrects everybody.
That's it for now.
Okay, we are going to the peace article.
Sing a song.
Yep.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. The signs are in the air, in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. נחזיק ביחד מעל ההבדלים, נראה איך אהבה מחזה על הקשיים. Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting. Above thoughts of me beyond the horizon. Together we see through the tent that we're living in.
Sentimos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.
Hold on to love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the